You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Document title, On the On-Ramp. Topic, A Never-Changing God. On the On-Ramp. It feels as though only yesterday we celebrated the birth of Christ, whose arrival was foretold at least 13 times in Old Testament scripture. Now we have just celebrated Pesach, Passover, and we see that many prophecies find their fulfillment within this festival. Those foretellings, or prophecies, matter greatly, not only because they announce the coming of Christ, but also because every prophecy in the Holy Bible reveals an even more important truth. God never changes. Never changing means His word does not change. His mind does not change. God Himself never changes, everlasting and the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I believe this is today's message. God is everlasting, the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It was all planned already. You might ask, what was planned? Your salvation was planned. At the very moment humanity fell in the Garden of Eden, the plan was ready. The journey of the wise men, the magi, the rising of the star, the angel's announcement in the fields to the shepherds, and most of all, God's offer to you. That offer is your opportunity for salvation, the chance to set things right with God, the opportunity to rescue your soul. In the book of Genesis, God walked in the cool of the evening with Adam. God was with humanity. When Eve and Adam ate from the tree, they could no longer walk with God, and He already had His plan for the salvation of humanity prepared. God gave Moses a blueprint for His dwelling among the people, the tabernacle. Later, He gave Solomon a grand and wondrous plan for the temple in Jerusalem. Then, at Advent, we read that God still desires to dwell among His people through the words of Isaiah, Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Even when humanity rejected God walking among them, His everlasting, all-knowing, never-changing, unconditionally loving nature remained. Let me step back. That verse from Isaiah is crucial for us today. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, King James Version. Therefore the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us. Hold that thought for a moment. After Thanksgiving, our family tradition is to buy a Christmas tree, string the lights, add glitter and shine, sprinkle faux snow, and enjoy it until January 6th, the day many commemorate the arrival of the three kings, the wise men, the magi, who visited Joseph, Mary, and the baby Jesus, Emmanuel. We watch Christmas films, some delightful, others less so. One favorite is the Tim Allen film in which Santa Claus falls off a roof. The protagonist picks up the disappearing man's coat and business card, later discovering a contract in minuscule print, binding him as the new Santa Claus. In the sequel, an even smaller clause, the Mrs. Claus, requires Santa to marry. Fun entertainment, yes, yet why mention Hollywood after reflecting on an all-knowing, loving God? Because as believers, we do not need to be intoxicated, out of control, or lost in worldly revelry. Even in secular stories, we can be reminded of God's love. We witness others' missteps and realize how blessed we are by an all-knowing, loving God. I do not equate our guide, the Word of God, the Holy Bible, to Santa's business card laden with fine print, yet that story reminds me of the vast detail many of us have never noticed in Scripture. Numerous humble scholars have uncovered the fine print of the Bible. prophecies woven throughout, visible when we examine, for example, Isaiah's words that herald the birth of salvation for our lives. As we hear in Christmas messages, God planned salvation, not only for the Jews, but for all humanity. The shepherds in the field, the wise men, Simeon, Anna, all were ignited to share their profound encounter with Emmanuel, God with them. Not merely a baby, but the promised Mashiach, HaMashiach, the Deliverer. We seldom hear about John the Baptist's birth, yet he arrived roughly 6 months before Jesus, charged with heralding a new era. This too lies in Isaiah's fine print prophecy. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1 to 8, King James Version. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak kindly to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill shall be made low. The crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry. I answered, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. There is much to glean here, especially when considering John's birth. A so-called minor prophet with a major message, locking the Old Testament and unlocking the New. Isaiah describes the forerunner. Luke supplies the detail. The aged priest Zechariah and his elderly barren wife Elizabeth were chosen for their righteousness. Elizabeth, long past childbearing, conceived. Zechariah's lips were sealed by an angel. On the eighth day, the child received his name, Yochanan, spelled Yod Chet Nun Nun Sofit. Yod from God's name Yah, and Chanan meaning to be gracious, or to provide forgiveness. Thus John embodies God's role in our lives. God is gracious. God is forgiveness. With John's birth and ministry, the Tanakh, the Old Testament, closed. It begins with an aged woman giving birth to the key that seals the old in God's forgiveness. God forgives, and the key that unlocks is God is gracious. John cried out in the wasteland, an in-between place, proclaiming, Mark chapter 1, verse 3, King James Version. The voice of one crying in the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make his paths straight. John stood in that space of seeming nothingness. The age of the prophets had concluded, and the ministry of Jesus had not yet begun. Yet he led many back to God. God is forgiveness, as his name declared. People repented, symbolically washing away sin in ceremonial cleansing, what we now call baptism. Yochanan HaMatbil, John the Baptist, John the Cleanser, swept away debris in human hearts, making ready a path for the Messiah. As Isaiah proclaimed, every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill shall be made low, the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. All pride and haughtiness shall be leveled, while unseen acts of humble righteousness shall be elevated. Difficult paths become clear highways. Mary, the opposite of Elizabeth, was young, at the dawn of adulthood, not yet married, although she was bound by the ketubah contract, a topic for another time. Joseph prepared a place. She likely served his mother, learning to care for her future husband. The pregnancy, and thus the birth, of Jesus ushered in the salvation John's name proclaimed, "God is gracious." Grace and salvation came not only for the Jews, but for all humanity. The road is leveled for every believer. Isaiah chapter 35, verse 4 to 10, Common English Bible. Say to those who are panicking, "Be strong, do not fear. Here is your God, coming with vengeance, with divine retribution. God will come to save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf cleared. Then the lame shall leap like deer, and the tongue of the speechless shall sing. Waters shall spring up in the desert, and streams in the wilderness. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground fountains of water. In the jackal's habitat there shall be pasture. Grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there. It shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it. It shall be for those who walk that way. Even fools shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any predator climb upon it. None of these shall be present. Only the redeemed shall walk there. The Lord's ransomed ones shall return and enter Zion with singing, with everlasting joy upon their heads. Happiness and joy shall overwhelm them. Grief and groaning shall flee away." Yochanan, God is gracious. In His grace, He lowers what humanity has lifted in unrighteousness, and He raises what we overlook because it rests in righteousness. He straightens what demands clarity. God places us on a path, a highway of salvation and grace. Today is the first Sunday after Pesach, Passover, and I anticipate a season in which many prophecies will be illuminated and many revelations will unfold. I am excited. I cannot wait to learn more. God is good, and most importantly, He is good all the time. God is the same today as He was yesterday and as He will be tomorrow. We stand in a new day, a new era. We have entered the era of the highway. Yes, my beloved friends, valleys will rise and mountains will be lowered. The process might hurt at times. It is pruning, shaving, molding, and remaking. Passover's recent celebration, paired with the remembrance of Christ's birth, positions us to witness God's seamless tapestry of redemption. From Eden's loss to Isaiah's proclamation, from John's desert cry to Mary's obedient faith, every thread highlights an eternal God whose purposes never waver. In each epoch, tabernacle, temple, incarnation, and now the indwelling Spirit, the Lord demonstrates His unwavering desire to dwell with His people. As we merge onto this prophetic highway, valleys of despair rise to hope, and mountains of pride sink to humility. The crookedness of human striving finds alignment with divine purpose, and rough terrain smooths beneath the feet of the redeemed. God's gracious design invites every soul, Jew and Gentile alike, to journey toward Zion in unending joy. Therefore, embrace the season with anticipation. Examine the fine print of Scripture. Marvel at prophecies fulfilled and promises yet to bloom. Let the knowledge of an unchanging God anchor your faith amid shifting cultural sands. Proclaim with John that God is forgiveness, and testify with Isaiah that the word of our God stands forever. Step firmly onto the on-ramp, accelerate in grace, navigate by righteousness, and travel this holy way with confidence. The everlasting One leads, and His highway of salvation stretches before you, straight, secure, and shining with eternal light. But I am ready. Are you? I know I am on the on-ramp. Are you? God extends grace. He offers His righteousness. Come, rev up the engine. Amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.